If you would, please turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 18. I'll just read one verse, and if I could ask you to stand in honor and respect for God's word. And we'll read in verse number 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We see that in this verse it's talking about a friend, and there it says in the last part of that verse, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And what better friend that we know of than Jesus? And that's the title of my sermon. It's A Friend Like No Other. And we know that Jesus is a friend like no other. We see first that he came for us. And if you would turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. And I'm going to start reading verse number 6. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. So in this verse, we see that Jesus was born in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. And how many people today don't make room in their hearts for Jesus? We see back in that day, there was no room for Jesus in the inn to be born, so he had to be born in a manger. And many people today don't make room in their hearts for God and push him off to the side. And secondly, we see that he died for us. We see in John chapter 19 and verse 30 that when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. When Jesus came on this earth, he didn't just come to live a life. He came to live so that he would die on the cross and pay for our sins. And that's the greatest thing any friend could do. Is that it says in that verse, sick is closer than a brother. And what better thing can you do than lay down your life for someone? And we see thirdly that he rose for us. And we all throughout John chapter 20, we see the account of Jesus' resurrection and how he rose from the dead after 3 days. And he even took time when he met with Mary and he met with the disciples, his friends. And he took time out of his day, I guess you could say, and he went to his friends. And lastly, we see that he's coming again. And Jesus is coming back, and if you look all throughout the book of Revelation, it says that he's coming back and what to look for when he is coming back. And it gives you all the signs of when he will be coming back. And just in conclusion, we should try to follow God's example laid for us throughout the Bible on how to be a good friend. And all throughout the scripture, we see lots of accounts where there was good friends and where there was bad friends. And so we should strive to be like Jesus, which is the friend like no other.